Hello and welcome to the Cambridgeshire County League roundup for fixtures played on Saturday the 14th of January. There was a lot of poor weather leading up to and over the weekend, and in total we lost 13 matches due to the foul weather. Special mention to Atwell Swift Reserves, who moved their match short notice to the 3G facility at Thomas Clarkson School. So starting with the Kershaw Premier, there was an important win for Foxton.
If indeed, Foxton won their first game since Bonfire Night as they beat Hemmingford United 5-2, thanks in the main to a Charlie Rome hat-trick. It's as you were at the top of the Kershaw Premier, with both Great Shelf and Hardwick securing home wins against Outwell Swifts and Sawston respectively.
And in Senior A, the leaders extend the gap at the top.
Leaders McMilton extended their lead at the top as they defeated Simontown Rangers Reserves 4-1, and with Cambridge University Press and Cobberton sharing a goal apiece, their leads extended by 2 points. Sam United edged a 7-goal thriller at Orwell, coming away with a 4-3 victory. Jonathan Brown grabbing a hat-trick. Another man to score a hat-trick was Tom Wesley, as Royston Town A beat Paxton United 6-0.
And in Sydney B, there was an unusual achievement of 2 hat-tricks in the same game.
Phil Dillon scored 3 for Aston Villa and Darren Scutt 3 for Buckden, but it was Aston Villa who came out on top, eventually winning by 4-3.
And more goals in 1A, there was a high-scoring draw to report.
Debden picked up just their 4th point of the season as they drew 3-3 with Milton Reserves.
And a 100% record maintained in 2B.
The team of the month curse didn't strike for Little Downham as they made it 13 from 13, beating Wisbeach St Mary A 3-1. And Ely Crusaders secured only their 2nd win of the season, beating Atwell 4-2.
And in 3A, it was sad to see there was a serious injury to report.
Yeah, the match between Linton Granter A and Duxford United Reserves was abandoned due to serious injury. On behalf of the Cambridgeshire County League, we'd like to wish the Duxford United goalkeeper a speedy recovery and hope to see him back playing soon.
And I've seen on Twitter today, hopefully it wasn't too serious, hopefully he'll be back ready for the weekend. In 4B, there was a 5-goal haul to report.
Tom Diggins scored 5 for Wisbeach and Mary C as they beat Hemmingford United A 9-2. Atwell Town Reserves picked up their 4th point of the season as they drew 3-3 with Wimblington Reserves.
And finally in 5A, a 4-goal haul.
Stephen May the man as he scored 4 for Hiss and Hornets as they beat Barton Mills.
The top scores in this week's predictor were 4 out of 7 correct predictions. That was achieved by Mick Clark of Alconbury, Daniel Smedhurst of Doddington and Neville Cooper of Eaton Socon. Congratulations to those three. Keep sharing with us your tweets and pictures on Twitter. It's great to see those over the weekend. And a special thanks at this time of year with the weather as it is to all the groundsmen who keep games being played. And we'll see you next time.